New Coke and Crystal Pepsi were less than successful attempts to expand an already saturated soft drink market. But over the past several years, restaurants and the beverage industry have found a winner in a drink that's refreshing, has no calories, and doesn't stain. Bottled water is a $6.5 billion industry. Hydrogen and oxygen never had it so good, NPR's Uri Berliner reports.
Philip Rettman has one of the strangest job titles you'll ever see. He's a water sommelier. So if you're dining at the new Ritz-Carlton in New York near Battery Park and interested in a water drinking experience, Rettman is the man for you.
When a guest comes to a restaurant and there's more than one water to choose from, you're already exceeding their expectations. So you see a certain questioning in their mind. And that's definitely an advantage. And when they found out that we have water sommelier, they're interested. They want to know exactly what we do.
The restaurant's six bottled waters are displayed prominently on silver coasters. What Rettman does is describe them using adjectives that would make a wine steward proud.
This one is Acqua della Madonna. It's a bottle from Italy. And it's a great sparkling water in a beautiful blue bottle. It's a very fine bubbles, delicate bubbles. Perrier, which we all know is one of the best-selling sparkling waters in the world. I really find that it has very large bubbles. On that standpoint, I usually recommend it for people wanting to have large effervescence. Voss is a newcomer on the market. It's designed by one of the designers of Calvin Klein. So it's a very, almost sexy bottle, I would say. It's very pure, very clean. I almost think that it has no taste, which is its advantage, actually.
For now, the water sommelier is a novelty, an elite showpiece of the bottled water trend. John Rodwin of the Beverage Marketing Corporation says it's a trend that's part of the American mainstream.
I mean, if you look at the main beverages in the U.S., they're the same ones they were 10 years ago, with the exception of bottled water. It's now roughly equivalent in size to milk, to beer, to coffee. The only one that's bigger in terms of commercial beverages is carbonated soft drinks, which is far and away the biggest.
In surveys, consumers cite various reasons for drinking bottled water: convenience, qualms about tap water, and the health benefits of hydration. There are two other big factors that don't show up in the surveys: Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola. Through the mid-90s, the soft drink giants used water to make soda. Now, Pepsi's Aquafina and Coke's Dasani are the two best-selling waters in the U.S. Robin Kaminsky is Pepsi's director of non-carbonated beverages.
We really woke up a sleepy category. It was growing, but no one was really taking the leadership position and changing the way these businesses were sold and marketed. And I think both Aquafina and now Dasani have done that.
Aquafina's sales have increased 28-fold since 1996, reaching $645 million last year, according to Beverage Marketing. Dasani sales have doubled every year since it came on the market 3 years ago. Coke and Pepsi have some built-in advantages: vast bottling and distribution networks, and big advertising budgets.
See, Aquafina is so pure, it promises nothing.
And boy, nothing sure looks good on me. Anyway, nothing this pure ever crossed my lips before.
Woo! Aquafina promises pure nothing, which is everything you want in water.
Developing customer loyalty for bottled water is a tricky matter. After all, if Aquafina is so pure it's nothing, why shouldn't a consumer be content drinking some other company's nothing? James Twitchell, an advertising professor at the University of Florida, says the soft drink giants have succeeded in promoting their waters beyond anyone's expectations.
What you're drinking when you drink Dasani or Aquafina is you're drinking advertising. You're drinking a story. You drink a brand. And that's what's so intriguing about it. Forget water.
When it comes to water, Pepsi and Coca-Cola took a calculated gamble. Instead of hauling water from remote mountain springs, they chose to use something already at hand, tap water, at selected bottling plants. So bottlers purify municipal water using a process known as reverse osmosis. You won't learn from Aquafina or Dasani labels that these purified waters originate from the tap, but Pepsi's Kaminsky says the source doesn't seem to be a customer priority.
You know, I get in a car and I turn it on, and I don't really care why it works the way it does, but I do care that it drives, and I care how it drives. People have told us the same thing about water, is that it's not about where it comes from. What they want to know is that the water that they're drinking and putting in their body is good, quality, consistently pure water.
Twitchell, the advertising professor, says the source of these products makes the success of Aquafina and Dasani even more improbable.
10 years ago, if somebody had asked me, would there be a market for tap water? I would have told you absolutely not. If you ask me now, will there be a market for canned air? I'll tell you no, but there probably will be.
No canned air yet, but customers do inhale oxygen in breathing sessions at New Age oxygen bars. Meanwhile, beverage companies are doing just fine selling that other element, water. The newest twist? Enhanced or fitness waters with nutrients and fruit flavorings. Aimed at health-conscious consumers, they can be up to 30% more expensive than regular bottled waters. Now the heavy artillery is moving in. This month, Pepsi rolled out a line of 4 flavored enhanced waters. Coca-Cola says it will start selling enhanced waters later this year with flavors such as mandarin orange and pear cucumber. Uri Berliner, NPR News.
NPR's national editors include David Sweeney, Les Cook, Uri Berliner, Bibi Krause, Kate Concannon, Libby Lewis, Marisa Peñalosa, Julie Mitrick, and Anne Hawk, with producer Amy Walters.